we meant it to be just only a vacation, we could have gotten along without this hall, the equipment, the chairs, our gathering. But our gathering wasn't for festivities. It wasn't to recollect the nice things that happened during the day and chat and chit-chat on that. It was meant to bring a break in the whole scheme of things. And it was that time of day that we had set aside for God. We've done this other years. I've chosen different places to do it, including at home. It's a time to meet with God. It's a time where our heart is open toward God. It's a time where our whole being becomes serious and directed toward the Lord of Heaven. It's that time where we purpose in our heart to find God. It's a privilege to know God. It's a privilege to meet with God. It's a privilege to find God. I was amazed to hear that just not long ago, a man fell over dead. Having been here in one of the services at home just 3 days prior to that, an opportunity to meet with God and yet not taken. Really didn't know that he was that close to facing the judge of all the earth. The young man didn't know he had so little left. No one ever told him. God put him in a place where he could have made things right with God. 3 days later, his life was snuffed out, just that quick. Never chanced to breathe again. Never chanced to make things right. Never chanced to meet with God. When I stand before you, I never know from one moment to another how long I have. How many opportunities God will give me. I just don't know. But one thing I know tonight. How long it will last, I don't know, but tonight is an opportunity that God has given me. Now, I know you're not asking me anything, but I'm going to tell you without you asking it. This wasn't meant to be a service. I didn't know it was. I don't think most of you knew. We were meant to test the microphone and equipment out. Cameras, lights. But as long as we're here, as long as we've praised the Lord, as long as we've opened our heart to the Lord, a halfway thing I'd ever like. I don't like to tease the Lord and then leave it. I don't like to just open my heart and say, Lord, I want to meet with you tonight and then turn around and go home. I can't do that. I either don't start or I go all the way. Holy Spirit, thou art welcome at this camp. This camp could change your life. The meetings that we have these days together could be the ones you look back on as the ones that caused a change in your life greater than any other in your lifetime. Or it could become the greatest waste of time. Or the loveliest vacation you ever had, whichever. A lot of people go to church, but they don't meet God. The fact you're here doesn't prove one way or the other. Doesn't mean you will meet God. But somehow in my heart, I just believe that God didn't bring us all here for Him not to meet with us. God is always looking for every opportunity to meet with you and with I. Every one of us. He will take use of every opportunity that mankind will give him to bring us closer to himself, to open that veil into that invisible world, that real world, and let us in. The Holy Spirit is welcome. But let me tell you what atmosphere the Holy Spirit feels welcome in. Now, this might come as a surprise to you. The Holy Spirit feels welcome in an atmosphere of truth. Not where people are emotionally turned on. He creates the emotions when He comes. All the emotions that we have and put on and try to come into before He comes is just emotionalism. But when He comes, you can't help your whole being being turned upside down. The Holy Spirit is welcome. He feels welcome in an atmosphere of truth. Because He is the Spirit of truth. He feels comfortable where there's truth. He loves truth. Truth in the inward parts. Truth in the exterior parts. Truth of my lips. Truth of my heart. The Holy Spirit is welcome in an atmosphere of truth. Let me tell you how else He's welcome. He's welcome in an atmosphere of prayer. There's been more things done in my heart. Speaking with other people, I have found and discovered that there was more things done in their life as a direct response to the crying out of their heart than there was over any other thing they ever did. It's true that God can just suddenly appear to someone and come. But more than likely, it was the end of the searchings of that heart after God. When angels appear, when seraphims appear, when God opens the heavens to men, it's because they've been praying for weeks at a time. Maybe it didn't come the first moment, but the angels opened for Daniel because he prayed. They opened for Ezekiel because his heart was attuned with God. The children of Israel were visited by God because they cried out to the Lord. Again and again and again. There was that fervent prayer and truth. There was someone that really wanted God, and so He came. I don't suppose He's blind. I suppose the Lord sees that we've traveled these many distances to come and be here. Some of us more than others. And yet, you could come for many reasons. For those that are out of the country, just touring Europe is a grand experience. Why did you come? Family vacations is a wonderful thing. This can afford just that. He saw we came, but why did we come? He loves that truth. Maybe you like adventure. There could be many reasons why we're here. But the Holy Spirit's only welcome in an atmosphere where people gather because of Him. Where there's only one desire in the heart of that human being, and that's to meet with his Creator. And there is a cry in that heart. There was a desire in that heart. There was a oneness of purpose. There was a oneness of desire. There was that one only sight frontward, and that's toward God. And if any other God in the way, it gets pushed aside. Lord, I want to make that the one aim, the one reason. I want to direct all my energies and all my strength in that one direction, and that's to find you. Perhaps the prayer seems empty the first day. Perhaps it seems hollow the day after that. Perhaps you come and you pray and it seems like God will not answer you. Perhaps He'll come to you the last day. We haven't got 21 days for Him to do to you what He did to Daniel. He knows we only have but a few. But if the Lord were to be gracious and visit us, He could do more in 1 hour, the last night of our stay here, than you could do in a whole lifetime of meeting God, if we spent the rest of the week seeking God. The Holy Spirit is comfortable in an atmosphere of prayer. When? You say, when you come through the door, come into the building and begin to seek God. Are you hungry for Him? He's comfortable in an atmosphere of hunger. It turns Him on, as it were, if I can use that expression. It moves His heart to bless. He finds it in Himself to bless those that are hungry, to feed those that are hungry, to pour waters upon those that are thirsty, to answer those that have a cry, to heal those that have come with that faith and expectancy, to change the life of those who were in chains and could not change themselves. Prayer? Where? It's true you could go on a bus tour. It's also true you could stay home and fast the day and seek for God to do something in your life. How bad do you want God to meet with you? This could become the grandest camp of singspiration. We could meet every night and for 2 hours just sing the grandest songs. Sing ourselves into happiness every night. And when we go home, we say, we had the grandest vacation with a singspiration in the evenings. Well, that wouldn't be too bad. That's better than looking at sour faces every night. But I haven't seen the Holy Spirit come down and begin to work in the midst of a people who are just sitting there having a singspiration. It's not the kind of atmosphere He's comfortable in. But for those whose hearts yearn and cry out after God, you'll find suddenly He's there. He's there. You know, no magical wand. I have nothing here I can wave and He's here. I have no secret magic formula. No pattern of words that if I just say them so, suddenly He's here. No secret song for the night. No pattern, no form. I have nothing, folks. Nothing. But He has everything. Should He come in 5 minutes, He could change your life. It could become the night of your life, if that's what you really want. Prayer? We haven't heard prayer in here. Seeking truth? Oh, He loves truth. He so loves truth. There's so many things going on wrong in our life. The fact that we need God, oh, that's an understatement. For the whole year, for the whole universe, it's an understatement. We need God. Real bad. You see, a lot of whether God comes or not perhaps depends on you if you were to meet Him. If there were a secret formula I could make God come, it still wouldn't make Him work with you, now would it? Do you know how many times the Holy Spirit comes into a building where people meet and it's the grandest time? You can feel His presence, His vibrant power is there, people are being met, but you walk out of that hall without one touch of water, without one touch of life. The Holy Ghost, as it were all around you and never came in your heart to begin a work or to continue one. Isn't that true? Haven't you had that happen? But of whether the Holy Spirit finds you in a service is the condition of your heart. Was it crying out after God? Was that voice of truth heard? Were there those, as the song would say, Holy Spirit, Thou art welcome. Welcome to come and change my heart. Welcome to come in conviction and move my heart. Welcome to come and bring a seriousness into my life. Welcome to come and save this wretched soul. Welcome to come and stir my heart. Welcome to come and do
this unbelief that you hate so much. Welcome. Welcome, Lord, to come into my heart. Though I was the only one you visit that night. Do you know that the Holy Spirit's not restricted to this hall? He's not drawn in by yellow chairs or orange chairs and brown carpet. He might just meet you in the middle of the night. You might find your tears cause a ray of light across that starry sky with the moon out, and suddenly you find it's not the reflection of the moon's light. It's that Christ that's there with you in the middle of the night. Perhaps it's in your bedroom, a stirring of the Spirit, and you must get up and walk. Suddenly He's there. You say, but Lord, we've just had a service. He's not restricted to a building. He comes to a hungry heart. He comes to those who have come and gathered unto Him. Oh, during a time of great stirrings of the Spirit, some 15 years ago, there used to be a song that when they sung, it was so charged with the life of His Holy Spirit, so filled with life divine, so charged with His presence, you could feel it and know it and sense it. We have come, we have gathered. And many times we sang it, we are gathering together. We've gathered together unto Him. We've come, and this is our reason, this is our purpose. You, O Lord! Didn't care who was there. Didn't care who would come. Didn't care who wouldn't understand what we were doing or not. 200, 300, 400 people singing it and meaning it. We've come to meet with You. We've come to gather before You. Oh God, not minutes, not hours, but sometimes just a verse or two into the song, and you could begin to feel that gentle Spirit that begin to pulsate and vibrate life in the whole congregation. And before you knew it, there was a stirring from one end of the building to another. God was there. Why? Because they'd really come to gather unto Him. They hadn't come to gather one night to get their invitations for the next day or their indications straight for the next crusade. They'd come to meet with God. If I can say something about churches 15 years ago, there was a hunger for God. They'd stop you during the day. They wanted to talk about God. You could meet people in a camp meeting. We've been in camp meeting situations on the west coast of the United States, up and down, north and south, large camp meetings, 2,000, 3,000 people. They were hungry after God. You could leave a meeting. You could walk through the paths of these big campgrounds and you'd hear people talking about God. You'd hear them talking about the services. You'd hear them speaking to one another about what the Lord had done. It seemed like the whole conversation, it seemed like the whole direction of people in and out of services was on God. That's what they'd gone for. You could walk around, hear your conversations during the day, but sad to say, I never heard one whose conversation was the outcome of their longing for God, hunger for God, their desire for God, their anticipation for God. That's something that starts in people's hearts when a camp meeting starts, that expectancy after God. Well, perhaps that's not true of every last one of you, but wouldn't it be lovely? Wouldn't the Spirit feel welcome if that was the camp talk? Wouldn't He feel welcome? Wouldn't He? Wouldn't He feel welcome if every time He was to focus His attention somewhere in this camp, there was someone crying out to God, we need You, please come. Wouldn't he feel welcome if the very first service we came here, there was people everywhere at the altar, on the platform, off the platform, crying out to God, visit us this week. Wouldn't he feel welcome? Wouldn't he feel welcome in an atmosphere of truth? Lord, I'm undone. You've been blessing me off and on so much. You've done so many things for me, but I'm hungry after you. There's areas of my life that haven't changed. There's castles raised in my spirit, in my mind. Fortresses that are in the enemy's hands and will not bow, nor will break. Would you break my chains? Wouldn't he feel welcome then? Or should we take an alternate route? Should we try to deceive him? Should we try to just sing gleefully along, Holy Spirit, thou art welcome in this place? Do you suppose he ever felt? Would his spirit come? Would he believe that? Would he? Huh? If we let a couple tears drop down our cheek and said, Holy Spirit, thou art welcome, would he still believe it? Would he really be welcome in that kind of an atmosphere? Well, tell me, would he? I don't think he would. But I've just told you what kind of atmospheres he would be welcome in. Oh, I would love to see the Spirit move. So quickly he can move. Suddenly he's just there. I don't know why. It's so quick for him. When the atmosphere is right, you know, in just 3 minutes' time from the time I'm through speaking, God could be here. That's how quick. And it all depends. Not on the formula, not exactly on the way, but on our hearts. On our hearts. Holy Spirit, we really need you. That's true.